Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the exciting world of fitness.
Oh, I'm pumped for this. Full body workouts, right? 6 exercises to rule them all?
Exactly. It's all about efficiency and effectiveness, getting the most bang for your buck. 3 workouts a week, 6 exercises per workout, boom, you're covered.
I remember a full body plan from a few years back. This is an upgrade, huh? What's different?
New research. Better understanding of how our bodies work, and a brand new app to track it all. But first, workout one.
Hit me with it.
Incline dumbbell press. Upper chest focus. Most people neglect the upper chest, but it's key for that full, balanced look.
Interesting. So incline press hits the upper chest better than flat bench.
Research says so. It activates more upper chest fibers compared to a flat bench.
Got it. What about bench angle? Is there an ideal incline?
Depends on your sternum. Use your phone. If it angles down on a flat bench, you need a steeper incline. If it's flat, a slight incline is enough.
Clever trick. Okay, what's next?
It's a full body staple.
But I heard squats are getting some hate online. Is that true?
Nonsense. Squats work glutes, quads, adductors, even your lower back. 4 exercises in one.
Okay, I'm convinced. But what about form? Deep squats, right?
Not necessarily. It depends on your body. Long femurs, less ankle mobility. Elevate those heels. Focus on those quads.
Smart. Upper body next?
You bet. Dumbbell chest supported row. Mid and upper back. Keep those elbows out. Squeeze those shoulder blades. And remember, partial reps at the bottom. Squeeze out that extra growth.
Partial reps. Love that tip. What's the logic there?
It's the hardest part of the movement. More stretch, more growth.
I see. Makes sense. Hamstrings now?
Yep. Seated leg curls. Maximize that hamstring growth with a good stretch.
What if I only have lying leg curls?
Still a solid option. Just don't fully straighten your legs. Keep those knees slightly bent. Prevents calf takeover.
Nice. Finishing strong?
Absolutely. Biceps and triceps. Incline dumbbell curls superset with dumbbell overhead extensions. Or, if you have cables, behind the body cable curls and overhead rope extensions.
Stretch those biceps, huh? Good stuff. What about workout B?
Workout B is all about variety. Barbell bench press for mid and lower chest. Heavier weight, lower reps, strength and fun.
Love going heavy, but any alternatives for sensitive shoulders?
Sure, lighten the load, increase the reps, or switch to dumbbells.
Got it, hamstrings again?
Romanian deadlifts, hip extension focus works those upper hamstrings.
Any form tips?
Definitely. Brace your core, push those hips back, don't round that lower back.
Sounds challenging, and lat pulldowns.
Wide grip, lean back slightly. It's more about upper and outer back. We'll hit those lats hard in workout C.
Workout C? We're already there?
Time flies when you're having fun. Workout C, dumbbell shoulder press, front delts. Tuck those elbows on the way down.
And finally, some lat love.
Dumbbell rows. Elbow tight to your side, drive it back like you're sweeping the floor.
Now we're talking. Any lower body finishers?
Hip thrusts for glutes, leg extensions for quads, and a final superset of calf raises and reverse cable flies.
Wow, this is packed. How do we track all this?
Easy peasy, the Built with Science app. Tracks progress, form videos, exercise swaps, and personalized coaching, plus a full nutrition plan.
Sounds like a game changer. Where can we get it?
BuiltWithScience.com. 2 weeks free. Don't miss out.
This has been awesome. Full body workouts, science-backed tips, and a killer app.
Glad you enjoyed it. That's it for Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.